One final note on the debt ceiling. We're going to step back and ask, how did we get here? The answer, according to NPR's Mara Liasson, is that both sides made a series of miscalculations and faulty assumptions.
The recent movement in the budget standoff seems to have been prompted by the fear of what happens if the U.S. can no longer borrow money to pay the bills it already owes. President Obama accused the Republicans of purposely flirting with default,
thinking that it would give them more leverage. That's not my characterization. They've said it themselves. That was their strategy from the start.
It certainly was part of House Speaker Boehner's strategy. He always thought the debt ceiling was the better fight to have because it theoretically gave him more leverage with the president. And, says GOP pollster Bill McInturff, refusing to raise the debt ceiling was politically more popular than shutting down the government, mostly because few people know what the debt ceiling really is.
The debt ceiling is a symbolic issue where people are allowed to express their frustration about too much spending in Washington. And that is very comfortable terrain for Republicans and better positioning than a government shutdown. I understand that may not be, in fact, what the debt ceiling is about, but I'm describing in a symbolic way how the debt ceiling is perceived.
But it was the Speaker who was forced to agree to raise the debt ceiling because he made an assumption that turned out to be wrong. He thought the president, under threat of default, would negotiate. After all, Mr. Obama had done this before, in 2011, to his and the Democrats' disadvantage. David Winston is a GOP pollster who works closely with the House Republican leadership.
The surprise to the Speaker, I would suggest, has clearly been that the president coming out with this hard line that he won't talk to him until the president gets what he wants first.
Democrats also made assumptions that turned out to be wrong. They assumed the Speaker had a plan for what he and his members needed to make a deal. But Speaker Boehner has been whipsawed by his conservatives, and he's had to make it up as he goes along. This morning, he couldn't even say what he'd need to end the crisis.
I don't want to put anything on the table. I don't want to take anything off the table. That's why we want to have this conversation.
Democrats also miscalculated the politics of a government shutdown. They assumed the pain of a government closure, along with negative public opinion polls, would make Republicans budge. Although Republicans are now talking about a temporary hike in the debt ceiling, they're still not planning to reopen the government. Political scientist John Sides says that's because so far there's little public clamor.
There's a lot of ambivalence in the public. There's maybe slightly more people that blame Republicans than blame Obama or Democrats, but the blame measure is much more equivocal than it was during the last major government shutdown under Bill Clinton in 1995 and 1996.
And the mighty fortress of redistricting, which shields most Republicans from a serious reelection challenge, insulates them from outside pressure. And, says Sides, there's also the surprisingly widespread belief among conservatives that a default wouldn't be so bad.
There's a great deal of skepticism that not raising the debt ceiling will create any kind of serious economic consequences for the United States. And so I do think that they're operating from a different set of assumptions about the way the world works and what price they might have to pay or not pay in this case politically.
When it comes to the debt ceiling, Republicans have already paid a political price. They've dropped Obamacare as a demand. Now they seem focused on getting a deal around taxes and entitlements. But President Obama hasn't indicated yet what, if anything, he's willing to do to help the Republicans get down from the increasingly shaky limb they've climbed onto. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.